WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. This has been one of the most commented on stories on our Facebook page and at NJ1015.com. A New Jersey school, believed to be the first, to ask parents to keep their kids off social media until at least the age of 13. Parents at this week's back-to-school night in the Manalapan English Town District have been asked to sign a pledge that will restrict access to social media for their kids. And the district says about half of the parents have agreed. New Jersey is moving forward to ban carry-out plastic bags, plastic straws, and styrofoam food containers if a bill advanced in a Senate committee becomes law. There's at least four hurdles to go. It would not take effect for a year, to be followed a year after by a new 10-cent fee on paper bags.
Senator Bob Smith says plastic bags, plastic straws, and styrofoam containers should be banned because those are the products having the greatest impact on New Jersey waterways and the environment. He acknowledges it would require a change of lifestyle.
This is a serious environmental and public health crisis.
Senator Kip Bateman says the decisions aren't easy as lawmakers try to balance the public's interest with those of businesses and manufacturers.
And I will be criticized for this vote, believe me, especially as a Republican who likes smaller government, less taxes. I will be criticized, but I also think that we have a responsibility to our environment.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Meanwhile, a vote on legalizing weed for recreational use will come before the end of October. Barely, Senate President Steve Sweeney has scheduled a vote October 29th. He and Governor Murphy continue to work out disagreement on how much to tax marijuana. To date, no legalization bill has even been drafted or introduced. As commuters brace for another hike in the gas tax October 1st, there is a new report that shows the last hike in November of 2016 had a dramatic impact on drivers' gas buying habits throughout the region.
A AAA analysis finds that because the gas tax hike brought Jersey's prices more in line with Pennsylvania and Delaware, many drivers who may have made sure to fill their tanks here are no longer doing that.
Now that our prices are more on par with the other states, we have lost that additional revenue.
Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says in the pool of all Jersey, PA, and Delaware gasoline sold, New Jersey's share dropped after the tax hike to reflect a loss of more than 17 million gallons of gasoline per month. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
There is more bad news on the opioid front. From 6 deaths per day to nearly 8. New preliminary numbers show New Jersey saw 2,750 drug overdoses in 2017, and that is a 24% jump compared to the year before.
If I had to pick one word to describe what we're contending with, it would be unprecedented.
New Jersey Attorney General Gurbir Graywall says the state is seeing a steady decrease in the number of opioid drugs being prescribed. Meanwhile, a new report calls for changes to addiction treatment. The report's co-author says New Jersey clearly has the infrastructure needed to move towards a model that is having success in Vermont.
Right now, the system is extremely fragmented, and that is a major issue because people are going into the system, coming out repeatedly, almost an absurd amount of times.
The report by the New Jersey Reentry Corporation calls for making medication-assisted treatment the standard and a minimum treatment schedule of 6 to 12 months. New Jersey health officials have confirmed a second death from the West Nile virus this year amid a spike in cases due to the weather. An elderly Bergen County woman passed away this month. A 62-year-old Bergen County man passed away earlier. The health commissioner says the pattern of hot and wet weather this summer led to an increase in the mosquito population. New Jersey lawmakers are asking colleges and universities to come clean on any hidden fees that could shock students and parents ahead of the academic year. Assemblywoman Pam Lampett says when applying for financial aid, many families are just looking at tuition, room, and board.
And if you can't afford the fees, if you can't afford the additional cost to be able to participate in something that you truly want to involve yourself in, then you have to have this out-of-pocket expense.
Her bill would require higher ed institutions provide what's known as a shopping sheet to prospective students, spelling out those costs that each student can expect to incur while attending. A Chicago woman thought she was talking online with Bruce Springsteen. She was convinced that he was going to leave his wife and was going to run off with her. Too good to be true? Of course it was. She'd been duped by a fake Facebook page, thinking she was flirting with a real Bruce for almost a year. The boss even asked her for money. Fake Bruce said all his money was tied up with his soon-to-be ex-wife. And could she send him money in the form of iTunes gift cards? She did, hundreds of dollars worth. It wasn't until he asked for more to get a stash of gold out of Dubai that she became suspicious. She'd actually had a cashier's check drawn for over $11,000 until she finally came to her senses. Residents in all parts of New Jersey are being warned by a state watchdog group about a shocking and dangerous new threat to our public safety.
Lee Seglum of the State Commission of Investigation says young, violent neighborhood gangs are now operating in cities, the suburbs, and even rural parts of Jersey, and
the slightest personal affront, even a perceived insult, can trigger mayhem, where teens and preteens almost routinely settle adolescent tussles with deadly weapons.
SCI investigator Edwin Torres says neighborhood gangs have weaponized social media, going online to brag, intimidate, and make threats.
Some of these gangs simply are interested in establishing their reputation through violence.
In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The FBI is warning of a paycheck scam that has been hitting New Jersey residents. These phishing emails target your login credentials for online payroll accounts. If you wind up giving them the info, your direct deposit can be changed to the scammer's bank account. If you get any such email about your pay or direct deposit, contact your employer to make sure it's real. Most times, it's not. The Secret Service is alerting banks in New Jersey about a new high-tech way thieves have been stealing ATM card information. Holes are being cut into these money machines, and then a medical device inserted as a skimmer to steal your information. The holes are then covered over with a bank decal. The Tax Foundation is rating New Jersey, again, as number one, having the nation's worst business tax climate. Senior policy analysts say the state needs to take seriously the old mantra of having a broad tax base with lower rates and fewer exemptions.
There are very high rates, and then there are incentives and policies that help make it more affordable for some businesses and some individuals. And that's not the right way to build out a tax code.
Governor Murphy's administration didn't comment on the new report. The governor does plan to deliver a major economic address on Monday. If you're going to be visiting a New Jersey brewery this weekend for a tasting, take note, these types of events could be severely limited next year, as the State Alcoholic Beverage Commission has issued new rules to limit microbreweries' on-site events.
New Jersey Brewers Association President Jamie Quelly says they've been involved in a tug-of-war with restaurant operators on the issue. She says the ABC has been getting a lot of feedback.
We're receiving a lot of calls and complaints from a lot of organizations like the New Jersey Restaurant Association and the licensed beverage holders.
The ABC also ruled the micros cannot provide takeout menus from restaurants or host more than 52 private parties yearly. Well, he says some smaller association members may be hurt.
There's some smaller breweries that very much like their live entertainment.
Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Residents of a Secaucus apartment building helped police nab a perverted panty thief. They installed their own hidden cameras to catch 48-year-old Carl Jobson pilfering the panties. He would later return them to the laundry. Police say they have video of Jobson, quote, inappropriately holding the underwear in question. How you doing paying off your credit cards? A new report finds the average Jersey resident has about $3,800 in credit card debt. Rider University finance professor Maury Randall says if somebody takes money they have in stocks, bonds, a CD, or savings account and pays off what they owe on their credit cards,
it's a risk-free return. In other words, by paying off the credit card debt, it's going to reduce that financial outflow to the tune of a very high interest rate.
The SmartAsset.com report finds residents of Hunterdon County have the lowest per capita credit card debt. Folks in Hudson have the highest. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the NJ 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. All of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. And I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. Then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy.